Welcome back to Sports on the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU men's hockey team travels to Bowling Green this weekend. Falcon head coach Chris Bergeron joining us via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. I appreciate you having me.
You have played Miami in a home-and-home, hosted Mankato, went to Clarkson, and just got done with a home-and-home with Ohio State. Do you like how your team has responded to that difficult schedule?
Well, and I don't want to believe me, I'm not saying feel sorry for us, but throwing a trip to Alaska there too, to Fairbanks. So I do. The way of this new world for us in the new league is we're trying to manage, and I mean we being all the teams in the league, trying to manage practice and you know the push that we're putting on these kids because of all the travel. We don't want to be traveling to Clarkson non-conference, but that was something that we just had to do. I mean, that's another 12-hour bus ride for us. But I like the way we've responded. We're getting tired, though. I can see it. The weather's changing, and guys are getting sick and that kind of thing. And, you know, we've got four games till the break. We've got these two, then a Thanksgiving break, and then two at Northern. And I think it's our responsibility to all of us and to the program to just make sure we get through these four games properly and stay focused, and then we'll have plenty of time to rest.
You're an older veteran team. How much has that played into your 8-3-1 record?
I on paper we are, but the guys that are playing most nights, we're not. We've got three seniors in the lineup every night, and DeSalvo had missed a couple of games, and it's helped. Okay, it's helped. But Brent Tate's been in and out of the lineup due to injury, and the other night in Ohio State in a 3-2 win, it was two freshmen and a freshman goalie, two freshmen that scored and a freshman goalie that played a great game. So it's been a combination. We lost a bunch of seniors last year who were guys that we inherited when we first got this job, and we brought in a bunch of freshmen. So we're trying to. I continue to set expectations on a daily basis and lean on those older guys to make sure they're doing that. I do think it's helped, but we're definitely a work in progress when it comes to knowing what it takes on a daily basis.
Your penalty kill and goals against numbers have been great. Are the numbers equating to how well you're playing?
I think on the penalty kill, yes. Now that's a week in, week out process. The penalty kill is something that we know. Contributes to games every night, special teams, and we want to be on the positive side of that. Our defending, our 5-on-5 defending is something that has been a little bit of a challenge for us. I think we've had some good goaltending. The numbers may not say that the defending has been an issue, but I think it's something we can do better. I think, like I said, I think our penalty kill has been solid to this point. Our defending is something that that needs to be better and can be better, and it really starts with our play with the puck. That's something that we need to just tighten up on. We've been a little bit too loose with the puck and then having to defend more than we'd like to.
Kevin DeFore has 9 goals in 12 games. Can he keep that pace up?
The last four games he hasn't scored, so yeah, he had 9 goals in 8 games, which says right there that I'm not sure. He's still a young guy. He's played 12 games as a sophomore, and young in terms of college experience. So that's a challenge. The consistency for freshmen and sophomores, I think, is the biggest challenge for those guys and staying at that level on a daily basis, and we'll see. We'll see.
You played 3 goalies. What's your comfort level right now on all 3 of them?
Yeah, I think what Chris Nell did on Saturday night in Ohio State has helped our comfort level with him a lot. Tommy Burke had played 4 games, 4 starts before that in a row. We're comfortable with him. And Scholl is somebody that we're comfortable with. I just would like to see him kind of execute that in games. So the comfort level is growing. What we're seeing first and foremost with that group right now, the 3 of them, there's really good competition there, and it seems to be bringing out the best in all of them on a daily basis. And that's what we're looking for. That internal competition is something that we feel if the kids are wired right, everyone will raise their level or they'll get left behind. And that's what we're comfortable with. We're comfortable with the competition in goal, and it'll play itself out. It has to this point. It will continue to.
What have you noticed about BSU?
Well, I've noticed that they're a better team than their record indicates, and their record isn't bad. They've played as hard of a non-conference schedule as anyone we've faced with North Dakota and Minnesota. The teams they've played within our league. You know, I think Mankato and Tech are they're probably top 10 programs in the country. They're really, really hard to play against. And, you know, we don't know a whole lot. I don't love having to learn about teams through tape, but that's really all we have. I mean, we played them twice last year, and we hadn't played them a couple years until last year. So we just don't know a whole lot about them. But I know they're hard to play against. They're well coached. And I think that they're, you know, we can't get caught up in, okay, the last four games or results. I think they're playing better hockey than the results indicate, and it sounds like they think that as well. We're going to need to be ready, and like I said, it's kind of the dog days of the first half for us right now, and we got to find a way to be more consistent with our execution and get to our level. And if not, Bemidji will expose us for it.
Chris, thanks for your time. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Take care.